This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday. It's about 9:09. And now is the time to call us. 800-400-3697. If you're calling number 9, you get a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake. I think this is this coming Wednesday, December 5th at Oracle in Oakland. There'll be another pair today at 4:05, so be listening this afternoon if you miss out this time. Justin Timberlake tickets, you want them, we got them. Call number 9, 800-400-3697. I wanted to mention the happy hour again.
The Lucky Strikes?
Yeah, it sounds fun. There's a few ways to win your way into our Alice in Wonderland concert, which is next week. And one of them is to come to a happy hour at Lucky Strikes Lanes in San Francisco. It's on King Street, 200 King Street, from 5 to 7 on Thursday night, this week, Thursday night.
That's the one right across from the stadium,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I've never been there, but people say how beautiful it is.
Just drop by, enter for a chance to win tickets to the sold-out Alice in Wonderland, and passes into the Sarah and Vinny pre-show.
Mm-mm.
We have a little pre-party going on. We'd love to have you there.
We're hosting that, I think.
We are.
All right.
I'm pretty well. It says Sarah and Vinny on it.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to guess that we're hosting that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
You may not know this.
I probably
you,
don't.
The, not you.
Oh.
The people listening. Sarah and I have partied once or twice.
We have.
We do know
we
how.
We know how to throw a party.
Our
do not let Vinny go for a Coke.
That means he's leaving everyone.
Yeah. Code. I've been at many a party where he's like, I'm going to go get a Coke.
Bye, Vinny.
Goodbye, Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say today.
All right.
510 confirms that Sarah once again is correct. Tallow is correct.
Is beef fat?
510 says, beef equals tallow. Pig equals lard. Fowl equals schmaltz.
Schmaltz?
Schmaltz.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Well, and lard I would have thought would be any rendered fat. But
me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pig lard. I had no idea.
Now you know. 510 says.
Thank you, 510.
Different 510 would like to ask Hooman.
Oh, Hooman.
Oh, Hooman's talking to the listener.
Oh.
May I please review Mary Poppins with you?
Oh.
Do you have any interest in that?
He watched it already.
Yeah, he saw it last night.
Oh.
Are you interested?
Kind of.
Oh.
Sure.
You?
I liked the original.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know about the new one. I
haven't. Oh, you weren't part of that party?
No, I wasn't part of that party.
That's too bad.
Emily Blunt, huh?
Doesn't sound like it went too well.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And Lin-Manuel.
He's going to review it in a couple weeks.
Okay.
They are.
Oh, Lin-Manuel is the other.
Yeah.
Yes.
And who's the.
That plays. He plays
Emily
Dick
Blunt.
Oh, yeah. Emily Blunt.
Emily
yeah.
Blunt.
Oh.
Mary Poppins. That's the one with like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you're sure to sound precocious.
Oh, wow.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Is that also Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? No, that's its own thing, isn't it?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Yeah, that's separate.
Yeah, that's its own show.
Yeah. But now I'm confused where that seems like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, maybe it is. Is it also a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down?
It is.
In the most delightful way.
Isn't there a chimney song or something,
mm-hmm.
too?
I think so. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree.
Is that in there?
Da, 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 I think so, yeah.
Look
good
at me.
One. Look at you. What else?
Chim
chim chiru.
Look at you remembering.
I don't even feel like I've ever seen it. Like, I think I know because I've seen clips and pieces, mm-hmm. but I don't think I've ever sat down. I can't watch movies.
Even as a kid, you could?
It was worse then.
Oh. I bet your kid would like it.
Oh, I'm sure she's seen it.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sure she's seen it.
What other ones are on there that I'm not thinking of? Like, are there other big ones?
I think you named them all.
What is the dance scene with the drawn-in characters?
In Mary Poppins?
Yeah. Which scene is that?
Supercalifragilistic.
That's supercalifragilistic.
Oh, yes. Okay. That is, let me pull it up for you. Here
so
it
you
is.
You have seen it.
No, I'm telling you. I've seen some scenes.
See? I'll be... Yeah. It's like a cartoon mixed with real life. Mm.
Funny.
Adorable.
Is your daughter too young to watch Wizard of Oz?
I don't... Yeah.
Because those scary
monkeys.
Yeah,
the monkeys are pretty scary.
And listen, the cyclone at the beginning is... Mm. The tornado is quite frightening as well.
Yeah, I don't think we're in any rush.
Yeah.
And your little dog, too.
There's plenty of stuff to watch.
Sure.
If anything, keeping her off the TV. Angelina Ballerina is not on the list of watchable shows.
Oh.
She is out. Why? What's wrong with her?
She's just the worst. She's so boring. She's terrible. She's no good. Do not like. Mm. No like.
Mm-mm. So is it because you don't like her that she can't watch it?
Yes.
Right.
Or, okay.
That's right.
Good to know.
Yeah. I mean, she can watch it if I'm not around, but if I'm around,
No.
Anything else? Sucks, right? What else you want to watch? Mm-hmm. Frozen for the 100 millionth time? Over Angelina, sure. Mm. Done. 415 says, I'm a lady and can't stand when there are 10 stalls in an otherwise empty restroom and someone plops down in the stall next to me.
I hate that too. Why
what do you want to do, snuggle? I'm peeing over here.
How away from me? I'll take an end one. Just like, please, go to as far away from me as you can get.
You know what? Humans are so, you see it in all kind of different ways, how people, like, they flock.
Right.
They
like
gather. If you park your car all by itself somewhere way out where there's no spots, someone will, with 15 spots next to you, park next to you.
Yeah. I feel like the parking thing is that people need another car to judge where they are in the spot or something.
Well, why would... I know. For what reason...
Pull across three, far away from
why
me.
Why do you need someone else's butt near yours when you poop or pee?
No, for sure don't. I do not need that.
Makes no sense.
Go away from me.
Right. Yeah. Hey.
Bryn.
Is that you, Sarah?
No.
That was Sarah.
Is that your throat?
No.
Her. I'm just sitting here.
916 says, hey, have any of you guys decorated your man area like a Christmas tree for your ladies? I did it for the wife one time, and now I have to do it every year.
Oh, cute. That's very cute.
You ever had that done?
That's cute.
Sure.
Sounds dumb.
I think it's hilarious.
I'm sure.
Have you had it done?
No, but I would be willing to accept it.
You know how there's people with all kinds of like rings on that area. Uh-huh. That would be a handy place, to, like hang an ornament or something. That'd be cute. Put a little bell on there.
Remember, Vinny did a story yesterday. Was about the trending is the beard.
The beard decorator.
Yeah. Did you see the story this morning, Vinny? For the ladies, it's the hair.
In the hair. It's too much.
Decorations. Oh. They make it like a Christmas tree, and then they put ornaments in their hair.
Isn't that
I
something?
I think it's funny. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. It's very Beach Blanket Babylon.
Yeah.
Mm. Adorable.
Oh, who wrote this? 415 says, what does Vinny want with the Mars lander? A selfie? Mark Watney to give it a thumbs up after the landing? Mars is 300 million miles away. Has anyone even been to Vinny's house? Does that even exist?
No.
Yeah, Vinny. Where's the GoPro from the landing there?
You're hysterical.
I know. I am. Hilarious.
Look, I just thought the way that they promoted the dang thing that we were going to see a landing, like there was going to be a Mars land. They called it
a nice
picture of a lady saying words and then a bunch of people in purple shirts.
They did like a computer
high-fiving
rendering
each
of
other.
How the whole thing was going to work. You can actually watch that and it looks very realistic. So
a
if you
rendering
need to
see,
yes.
of
the computer right. animation.
Yeah, it's,
right.
it's great, actually. I watched that
fantastic.
Several times yesterday before the actual
tune
landing.
In at 11 when we land on Mars. Okay.
Yeah.
I turned away from 60-foot surf in Maui. These guys are, and girls were taking their lives in their own hands to watch a lady go 800 meters, 600 meters. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. They're not going to show this?
They can't show it. There's no way to show it.
I told you, put a GoPro on that Mo Flicker.
Jesus. 415 says the Mars lander traveled 300 million miles away and stuck the landing. Vinny couldn't find Human's apartment. That's only 2 miles away.
Well said. Very well said. Well said.
I was right there. My friends ditched me.
Oh, my God. You lied.
He took a picture of the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blurrily out the window as he screwed by it at 60 miles an hour.
Yep.
Vinny, my son swallowed a marble when he was 8. And I had to check his poop for 7 days before...
7 days
it arrived.
Oh, boy.
I saved it, and every so often I threatened to show it to his friends. He's 12 now.
Oh,
oh man.
I've told him he can smash the marble with a hammer once he gets into college in 6 years.
Hmm. Huh. Wear eye gear.
Families are weird, aren't they?
They are weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah. I'm with Vin. The Lego experiment is 1,000 times more relevant and useful to me than anything Mars-related. Mm.
Well, years from now, if there's an extinction-level event on Earth, you'll be glad that we have a colony on Mars.
Will I?
Yep.
You don't have any more wise words for everybody to hear.
No, I'm not going to try and convince you. I just, you know, I feel very alone on my island where we need to do this kind of thing.
No.
Kiss.
Yeah, we do.
Beth, my first single.
Oh.
I was 6.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and I just can't hear the sound, the sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. Think I hear you calling. But Beth, what can I do?
Bum, bum, bum.
Beth, what can I do? Oh, that's a good one. So empty.
All the rocking they did.
Just ain't
I'm sure
home.
They did not like stopping for this hit. Because it was a hit.
Yeah.
Like they really, oh great, the drummer's got to get out.
And you're always there alone. Just a few more hours. And I'll be right home to you. Ding, 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 ding. You know what sucks? I can't remember the words to any songs I care about, but I know the words to Beth.
No, you don't. You got a bunch of them wrong. Yeah. What are you talking about?
More or less, though.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Way more of those than any other song. Ugh. It's annoying.
415 says, Guns N' Roses, Hell Freezes Over Tour. No, that was the Eagles.
That was the Eagles, yeah.
Not in this lifetime.
Oh,
I thought of it as soon as I saw what they'd written. I was like, no, that's Eagles. It's not in this lifetime tour. The Guns N' Roses.
Mm.
And yet, 3 years later, they're still doing it.
Yep. It continues.
If Mars and Earth are at the farthest possible points from each other, it's 250 million miles, and it would take 2 years.
How did this guy make it in...
Because Earth and Mars are really close right now.
Oh. Would it take us 6.5 months?
3 months. Well, it took 39 days.
Are you sure?
41 days.
What?
I think it was longer than
that. It took 7 months.
Yeah.
Oh, this one took 7 months?
Something like that.
Oh, they must not be that close.
31, 49, 7 months. What's the
difference? And it had to go like 300 million miles to get to it. Or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. It's really, space is big.
I'm just saying. This relocation idea of yours... 2 years on a plane? Come on.
This not
on
using
a plane. Just throw
this
a plane
not using Google thing because I hate you or something. It's not working out. You got to go back to Google because I don't know. 41, 37 days? Like, where are you? What?
I don't know.
What are you looking at?
The ever-changing stats of Mars.com.
If it's the closest possible approach with Earth and Mars, yeah. It takes 39 days.
Oh.
942 hours.
Oh, that's great.
Oh.
That's perfect.
The closest recorded approach took 41 days.
What? What was doing the traveling?
I'm just saying, if we're going to relocate, if we're about
just
to relocate on the plane.
Takes a while.
It'll take 2 years.
I don't...
Do you want to be on the plane for 2 years is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's not for everyone, Hooman, that's for sure.
I'm just saying.
I'm not going. I don't buy
it. 2 years
on
that plane?
Forget
it. Come on. It's crazy.
God wants me to pass on this planet.
Me too.
I didn't say it was going to be easy. You know, I'd probably be regretting it 2 months in.
I'm sure we can get sales to get you hooked up with a remote from Mars.
Yeah, all right.
In fact, tonight's our night.
What we need to do is have some kind of porn angle, because then everyone will be into the Mars thing if suddenly, you know.
All right.
Nothing expands.
We only
like
it
porn.
If it's got nudity, sure.
That is true, Vinny. If you knew that there were, you know, Martians with giant breasts or something, you'd be all over it.
707 says, I think today is the loneliest day because you miss the long-distance family you may have just spent Thanksgiving with. I know when I leave my family, I'm sort of miserable for a couple days.
Aww.
Family is weird, but I love them.
That's a good point. It's a good one.
27-year-old perpetually single man here can confirm today is the loneliest day until tomorrow. Yeah. Then it'll be tomorrow.
Oh,
I hate loneliness.
Is that by Hooman? What?
No.
Hooman's 44.
Yeah, I'm not 27. I wish I was 27.
Oh, my God, 44. Me too.
408 says, Jane has such a special show today that even she's staying home to listen to it. Jane, I gave you the build-up of a lifetime before I found out that you weren't going to be the Jane show. Oh, well. Lexi.
Lexi.
Just got done watching season 2 of Ozark. Here's all the spoilers.
No, oh my God. Stop it.
That's not what they wrote. They wrote, just got done watching season 2 of Ozark. Can't wait for season 3.
When's it coming out?
So many
Soon.
Twists.
Really?
Yeah.
3's coming out. Get a date on 3. Oh my God.
Oh, great. That janky search engine he's been using isn't going to get us.
Which one is he using?
I don't know. What are you using?
It says late September of 2019.
Ow. So a year. It's not soon enough.
You white people and Uzi. I'm ashamed of you.
Don't put me with the
what
white
do we do
people.
Now?
That song Tyrone is famous. It's by Erykah Badu.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Yeah, never heard of it.
I don't have it right now.
You pulled out Tyrone. Come on.
Tyrone.
At least we're playing it, lady.
Yeah.
What other stations play it?
Yeah. Probably a lot.
At least we're trying over here. What other stations are trying?
It was a hit, FYI.
By who?
Erykah Badu. Jeez.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Off to a rough start this morning, but
how so? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
No,
it was perfect. Actually, hey, let's start this over.
Take two.
Thanks for listening today. Have a great one. Vinny and I are going to do something special that I guess we're going to be able to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we'll have more information on this fun thing we're doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope you have a great day. Careful of the rain. Make sure your gutters are clear. You know, that you have your umbrella with you. Drive slow and careful.
Stay on Alice because Lexi's got a big afternoon mm-hmm. show planned for you with lots of cool prizes.
Oh my God,
don't
she really does.
Don't they say to make sure you have your headlights on when your windshield wipers are going?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a law now.
It is.
Yeah, so make sure. A lot of new cars, when you turn your headlights, if you turn your wipers on, your headlights automatically come on. But you got one of those old janky cars, make sure you turn your lights on. That's the rule, janky car driver. People. All right, have a good one.
Sheesh.
Oh, we're going to go do a secret show. So
yeah,
you can
are.
Find that, I don't know, by 11 or so at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com or wherever podcasts are sold. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.